walked her baby in a pram on Saturday. Kulsuma Akhtar was 27. A former managing director at the post office has told the inquiry into the Horizon IT scandal that the faulty software was pretty much tamper-proof. David Smith's been responding to allegations it had faults, which led to hundreds of sub-postmasters being wrongly prosecuted for theft and false accounting. He's also been asked about the fact the company conducted an internal inquiry wrongdoing.
To what extent did you consider the post office was in an unusual position in that it was the alleged victim of crimes that it was investigated itself and then decided whether to prosecute?
So at the time I didn't really reflect on it in the way that perhaps I should have done.
Israel's on high alert for a possible retaliatory attack by Iran, which some reports suggest could be imminent. It's after Iran blamed Israel for an airstrike on a consulate in Syria which killed two generals. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, promised retaliation when addressing a prayer ceremony in Tehran.
When they attack our consulate, it's as if they've attacked our land. This is an international norm. The wicked regime made a mistake in this. It must be punished, and it will be punished.
Plant in Ukraine's been destroyed. Russia targeted the country's energy infrastructure in drone and missile strikes overnight. We have learnt that Pine Stretcher is going to be sold to a majestic wine. It's not known how much Fortress Investment Group, which Cubs is paying. The discount retailer has 320 across the UK, employing around 5,000 people. And Sky Mobile's gone down. Customers are struggling with their 3, 4 and 5G. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much, Jerome.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, conservatories and extensions.
Now, top temp today is 19 degrees light cloud. Breeze, but feeling nice and warm. You might get a little bit of sunshine poking through the clouds around about 5 o'clock to 7. But tomorrow looks like a bright day, so a little bit cloudy in the morning. By 12 o'clock, it should be bright sunshine right the way through. Top temperature 20 degrees. So it should be a lovely afternoon on Friday. And on Saturday, 20 degrees again. Sunny with some cloud, but will remain dry. And then on Sunday, there's a chance of rain. It'll be cloudy and sunny in the morning. Around about 2 o'clock, you've got about a 20% chance of rain. Hopefully, it'll miss Brentwood and we'll have a lovely day. So, yeah, enjoy the sunshine tomorrow and Saturday.
On Phoenix, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here at Eat My Brunch. I put on my driving glasses last night. Oh, I've got driving glasses. And they're not prescription ones. They are basically yellow. And I was so excited. I bought them. I think they cost me about 15 quid. So very expensive. And I put them on. And you can put them over the top of prescription glasses. Okay. So you can imagine what they look like. But anyway, I was driving home and I thought, are they making a difference? Because it was kind of at dusk, you know, kind of thing. Is it dusk? Or have I got that wrong? Is dusk, when's dusk? In the morning or evening? Dusk in the morning or evening? I can't. It's dusk in the evening, isn't it? Sunrise and dusk. Twilight, that's it. Yeah, dusk. I've got that word right. So I put them on and then I drove home. And what I was doing as I was driving, I kind of lifted up and then put the glasses down. It didn't make any difference whatsoever. Well, I thought that made maybe a slight difference, a very, very slight difference. But really, they didn't do much, to be fair. And it was just take the glare off, maybe a tiny bit, I don't know. It didn't really work very well. So I was just driving along with a pair of yellow sunglasses on. And they make everything outside yellow. So when it was getting a little bit dark as I was getting home, I really don't think they made that much difference, actually. I was at a coffee shop yesterday, late into the evening, and it's a coffee shop that have got loads of electric charging points. And do you know what? There was hardly anyone there. I don't think I want an electric car, and I'm sorry if you like your environmental stuff and all that sort of, and I do, I recycle, you know, but I don't want an electric car. I like a car that sounds like it's like a car. Do you know what I mean? When you get it, I don't, have they got fake ones? I don't know, this, to me there's something sinister about an electric car. You can't hear it, for a start. Very quiet. I don't know if I like the thought of that. And also, it's just charging. I would be really worried to drive anywhere and then run out of charge. So I know you can get hybrids, can't you? Sort of diesel, or is it petrol, unleaded and electric, which charges itself. I think that's probably okay. But, you know, I was looking for a car, and I was like, I was looking for a car the other day, just sort of, I'd have a look through. They make me laugh, the prices of cars. It's like 30 grand. It was just, I was looking at a new Mini, or a newer Mini. I thought, I'll have a look. And I was like, what do you get for 30? It looks exactly like the car I've got now, except the inside might be slightly, I don't know. But what do you get for the extra? What do you get? I'd want Keanu Reeves to be a passenger. Every time I got in the car, ran him for a drive me somewhere. So I don't know. I don't understand about new cars. I don't think it's a good idea to buy a new car. I think just buy a second-hand one. Really, you get something, because as soon as you drive it out of the showroom, you've lost, well, haven't you? Probably a good couple of grand just by doing that. I don't know, but I was looking at new cars, but they were all kind of. I was looking for like the, you know, for the petrol, unleaded petrol ones. All these electric cars. What's going on? This is how old I am. What's going on? Why can't I find a car that's got, you know, petrol? What happened to petrol? I thought diesel was okay to use in the car. What's going on? And a lot of the cars are like electric. I thought, I don't want a charging point. I'm not charging up the car. I'm not doing that. I know you meant to say that's what you're going to do. I don't. If they charged up automatically, if they did it as quick as a petrol car, say, then I'd be fine. But you've got to go in and wait for 20 minutes and then spend more money having a coffee. It's all right, probably during the summer, possibly. But, you know, in the winter, you might not be able to get somewhere, or you've got a queue. I don't know. It's too much for me. I just need a flying car. I always want you to invent one. I talked to one of my mates about that, because they're an engineer. And they just say, it's not happening, Michelle. But I always imagined that it would be wonderful, wouldn't it? If you're in a traffic jam, and then you pressed a button, and your car rose up, and you kind of just flew off. You know, that would be good. On the air highway, I would call it. People would have to pay for that. You'd be on the next level up. People on the ground level on the road would be the people who didn't have much money like me. And then above that, there'd be the flying cars. And then above that, there'd be the super flying cars that can get places much quicker. Yeah, it won't be my lifetime. Anyway, should I play some music?
I can be so mean when I wanna be. I am capable of really. we know. These are familiar places.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Penny Talfourd Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 0377 211 755 for an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Inspiration you need and new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
This is a first play. It's the JoJo Man Band with Zombie.
looking for a worse indicator. Baby, it's not me.
Well, Nick Kershaw, Don Quixote. can I? It's like beatboxing. See, that sounds like... I don't know why I did that, sorry. Anyway, what is it saying? Oh, wood-burning structures along with oil and gas boilers are going to be banned, really? In Scotland. Mm. Many people in more off-grid areas. What would you do to your own? One of my friends actually got a wood-burning stove, which is a new build. It's obviously, it's not obviously, but it's in the UK. And it's lovely. I love, I like a real fire. They're very, I think they're very relaxing when you can see the flames, you know, and everything. It's a bit like having a fish tank, although that doesn't give you heat, but you know what I mean? Obviously you shouldn't do, but it's like having a fish tank, that makes you relaxed. People who have cats are really relaxed. You have cats, you are, you know, you really are chilled out. And dogs to a thing, to a certain degree. My friend Belinda brought over her dog, who's still a puppy, Seamus. And he was jumping about all over the place. And then he laid next to me and he was all huddled up on the sofa. And I sat there. It was lovely. And then, unfortunately, Seamus did something which... I was sitting there talking to Belinda and her husband, Kevin. And Seamus was on the sofa with me. And I was like, oh, he's so lovely. So that, I said, what's that smell? And then my friend Belinda, she's got the worst... She might be coming to the comedy night on Friday. She's got the worst laugh I've ever heard in my life. Ah! It's like that, you know, really... loud. And I said, what? I said, oh my god. I said, that's how she went, oh no, that's the dog. And I went, oh, I was literally retching. It was horrible. It just like that. He filled the room up. It's such a small dog. I said, what have you been feeding it? But apparently that's now. I was like, no. You know, I'd already been put off slightly by the fact is when you take your dog for a walk, and we do love our pets, etc. I don't have any personally, but you know, you have to clear up after a dog. With a cat, they're slightly different. As kittens, they probably do make a little bit of a mess. But when they're older, they normally, unless they're going to be coughing stuff up, they normally go into the garden. And they don't care what you leave from 1 hour to the next. They'll go to their neighbours and have food. They go out for, you know, they're all over town. They come back to you if they feel like it. Cats are a bit like that. Dogs are not the same. but you do have to care about it. It's just the fact of, you know, you've got to get a bag or a glove. Or I don't know what people use, but whatever it is, it's just not. I can't do that. I think maybe it'd be different if I'd have had children, because you might maybe been a little bit used to nappies and things. The only time, I think I've changed a nappy twice in my life. One of them was, I think, for my niece. And I think that was just number one, shall we say. And then for my friend's baby, Reese. Scarred for life, bless him. I had to put him in the bath as a baby, because she left me to look after him while she went to work. And he was only about... 3 weeks old. I didn't put him in a bath of water. I just had to get him in the, because I took his nappy off. I was like, oh, what to do? And I couldn't get it off. I couldn't touch it or get him. So I put him in the bath and I sort of rested his head and made the shower. So it was very nice and warm, but not hot. And I just sprayed him. I sprayed him down and then I put a fresh nappy and I was really, he was fine. He actually fell asleep on my chest. I did give him a bottle as well. A couple of bottles, because she was out for the day. So and she said, you've got to feed him this time. But I remember when he woke up in the morning, which was, she used to go to work about 4 o'clock in the morning. And he woke up, she'd left, and he looked at me, realised that he wasn't his mum, and just went, ah! You know that baby's really high-pitched screaming. I was like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? So I picked him up and I was like, oh. But he was hungry, you see. I'm hopeless. That's what, people don't ask me to babysit or anything. I am hopeless.
Summer, I'm in a trance of something. Her mind is not.
With my beatboxing, Rob, thank you. Come and Rob, have you got any bands you need me on the side of the stage? Oh, that's not nice. Rob spoilt himself now by saying something horrible. It's called beatboxing, not what you just put, thank you. Some people, eh? Now, I asked the question today about your first job. As I said, my first job went into the company went into liquidation after the first 2 weeks. And then the second place I went to work, they also went into liquidation as well. So, what was your first job? And do you remember it? Do you have good memories? So let's have a little look at what you said. Here we go. Scott said, I was a shipping clerk at Killick Martin and Cohen. Happy memories. 1962, and I was 23 years, and that's where I met my wife. Oh, Mrs. Ross, she's lovely. Joanne said, McDonald's, I loved it. I started there at 15, floor manager by 18, made loads of friends, learned a lot, which is still work ingrained in me 25 plus years later. It's a great company to work for. Michelle said, YTS scheme. I worked for a company called Frizzles or Frizzels in Liverpool Street. The YTS scheme was a year contract. When my year was up, so was the job. I got £25 a week, and that was all the scheme paid us. I was lucky in a way. I was given luncheon vouchers, so that helped a bit. More luncheon vouchers, yeah. I also had to give my £5 or £10 a week for housekeeping. Too right. Yes. Too right on the housekeeping. My mum. Yeah, you didn't. It didn't matter what you earned. You had to pay quite a lot of it to. I think a lot of parents take money off their children now if they're living at home. They go, oh no, save your house. My mum didn't have. She went, no, you've got to pay. You're here, you know, not in a horrible way, but it taught you to know that if you left home, you wouldn't be able to afford it. Roy said, I had ambitions to be a journalist and I worked as a runner for the Daily Sketch newspaper on the Embankment in London. It was fascinating watching their cartoonists at work and searching the press archives for appropriate photos to fit the news stories. Unfortunately, I soon found out that I could not stand crowded tubes twice a day and it made me quite ill. I decided then at age 16 that I would never commute to London again, and I never have. I would rather sit in a traffic jam in my own car than be trapped with other people in the underground cattle truck. I felt the same about the Central Line, Roy. It's where you go from. It's the one that gets to Mile End. When I got on that Central Line train, even now, I always stand up as near to the sort of the doors as I can. I don't like being down the section because I'm not tall enough sometimes to reach to hold on to anything. And although you've got poles now in the middle, which is a little bit better, But what I don't like on that line train is it, when it goes from, I think it might be Liverpool Street to Mile End, whatever the one is, it's a long train, rattles and it moves, and I can't stand that. So I know exactly how I feel. I do go into London. I went into London on the train. I was up there on a Friday, and it was only one train up to Stepney Green, so it was only one train, which was okay and coped with it. Otherwise, I can't stand it. He said she was a children's nanny, and I'm still doing it. I'm also a musician. One pays my rent, holiday, pay and pension. It's the nannying job, she said, not a job as a musician. Yeah, some people can make a good living out of being a pro professional musician. What's that, sir? I'm getting some messages come through. Say hello. Say hello to who? Oh, here we go. Sorry. Oh, sorry. I thought they'd be talking there. They're not even talking to me. So you're sending me a message saying, say hello. It's not even me saying anyway, coming up as a guest tomorrow is going to be the wonderful Amy Baker. Can't wait to be in the studio with her partner, Tommy, who is an amazing guitarist. They're both based, and she's going to be talking about her brand new album, which is coming out, and we've got an exclusive first play of Spit It Out, which is fab. So can't wait to speak to her. Also, the week after next, I think it is, Stephen Foster Pilkington, who has been on with Bob before. He is coming in to play live to talk about his up-and-coming show, which is Hot Box. So here he is, Stephen Foster Pilkington with Can't Run Away From Myself.
I can't run away from myself. Wish I could be somebody else. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, I can't run away from myself. Here I go from town to town. Will I ever settle down? Tell me what I'm running from. Tell me just before I'm gone what it is I'm looking for. From myself, wish I could be somebody else. No matter what I do, no matter where I can't run from myself.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Here are the Half Cubes. This is called The Girl.
FM. Phoenix FM travel news.
Oh dear, I am very aggravated talking about parking with Roy. not literally with Roy. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. There was problems this morning, as you know, around Brook Street roundabout. That has actually cleared. A1023 is fine, but Wilson's Corner very busy. That's coming up from the A1023 on the High Street side. Shenfield Station, again, really busy around there. There are some temporary traffic lights on the A1023 Chelmsford Road at Alexander Lane. And there's also some the avenue both ways from Thornhill Country Park, the avenue to Ingrave Road, and two-way temporary traffic signals. The A12, as you head in to Chelmsford, traffic in both directions around about Howell Green. If you're driving along there, you cannot turn off at Chelmsford, you have to go up to Gallywood and then turn into Chelmsford while they do those much-needed repairs. And it's 40-mile-an-hour speed limits on some sections on that road, so be aware, otherwise you will get a fine. Slow traffic on the A414 main road both ways near Hulls Lane. Possibly temporary traffic lights causing that problem. A little bit busy in the centre of Princess Road around that area as well. Very slow traffic. There's also signalling works as well on the B107 at Wood Street, so a little bit busy, which is a shame because that's where I'm heading after the show. But more traffic and travel with Roy after the news. Oh, I'm playing about four songs at once. Let's do some events.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, let's have a little look. You've got the Royal Botanical Gardens. A talk at the Chancery Centre at Billericay, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society, between 8pm and 10pm. £3 for visitors. They're welcome. Get refreshments. I just wanted to grab Roy, if you want to go on the microphone, because, Roy, you've got an event. It's not actually on the... not showing... let everybody know what it is.
Sure, I will do. On the Saturday the 20th of this month, that's the 20th of April, at Navestock, we're going to have a bit of a fundraiser. We're going to get a little bit of a cash flow coming in for this radio station here at Phoenix 98 FM. If you notice some crackles sometimes when the weather's not so good, we need a bit of a longer aerial. So we're going to try to raise a few funds. And it's going to be a Call My Bluff night, if you remember that from the television from the old days. It's £20 a ticket. That will include your chicken and chips supper, teas and coffees and all the rest of it. So if you want to get in touch, you can telephone 0777 5128672, or get in touch here at get in touch with you and arrange for you to come along. It's going to be a good night. Hope to see you there.
That's fantastic. That is going to be a great night. And if you want to get more involved, and well, not get involved, if you want to get involved, I'm losing the will. I don't know what's the matter with Roy. I've got it all over the place. Just email radio@phoenixfm.com and we will come straight back to you.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotswold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Come on. Why I take a bit of a rest. I don't know what's happening there. My voice is going all over. Here's with Real Groove.
Feel my heartbeat. It's the same old feeling coming over me tonight. Me tonight. Feel it buzzing. Said I'm never gonna go, but tonight I think I might. Think I might. Give my heart a shot. Don't get to me high.
Now, we've got plenty more coming up this afternoon. And there's Yes Galore. But coming up after me is going to be Roy. So, Roy, what's coming up on your fantastic show today? Sorry. I just said that to Roy, and Roy was just standing there. So, I didn't give him a chance.
Well, we've got all sorts of back quite a few years to a couple of I used to manage back in the 80s and even going back to the 60s. I tried to play them last week, but they hadn't loaded on the system, which left me a bit stuck. But I've got them on the system now. Thanks to Andy Gardner, who helped me out a bit with that. And I've got to play a couple of tracks from them. Never been played, or one certainly, never been played on the radio before. I'll tell you a little bit about the artists, what they were doing then, what my involvement was, and what they're doing now.
And they're going to be listening.
They're going to be listening. I've emailed them all, so they're going to be listening. And they're all men with families now. They're all teenagers when I started working with them.
Yeah.
So I hope they enjoy it. I hope everybody enjoys it.
Oh, excellent. That'll be something to look forward to, especially if you've never heard your stuff on the radio before.
Well, this is it. Yeah. One we got on some of the local radios after we descended upon them with them all dressed as angels. Well, I should explain that next time. And we got quite a bit of play. And there's a lovely little funny story, which I'll tell later, so try to listen into that one.
Yes, do listen, because Roy does like his funny stories, and I was laughing so much at the one to do with the sandwich, which if you did miss, you might tell it again.
I may well do.
Yes. Yeah. So it's all coming up with Roy. Plus, as I said, loads of guests coming up today. Check out the website, allthewsphoenixfm.com. I'm going to finish with some music. Yes, I think I might do, actually. I think I'll put this one on. This is going to be... where is it gone? I can't find it. That's not the name of the song. It's just disappeared from me. And I was going to play it. Oh, there we go. No, we just played that one. Oh, it's all going wrong today. I think it's because I was late in. Oh, here it is. We've got a track, which is by Nick DeWitt, and it's called Little Things. Have a great afternoon. I'll be back tomorrow.
It's the scent of the earth after warm summer rain. It's the colorful leaves as the seasons change. It's the view from the summit of a mountain peak, resplendence and peace. It's the warmth of a heart when they feel the same. It's two souls in union as the phoenix flames. In the melding of minds, there are harmonious waves when the emotions run away. I swear I'll listen to what you need. I won't be weathered by the wind or the sea. Right by your side, listening to those little things we need. We stumble through this life feeling mostly the same. Confused and focused, material gain. Why can't we see the things we really need are free? Friends and family. These are the things that we take for granted. Life's so short. Take advantage. Cherish every moment and always be strong. Cause in a blink, they'll be gone. Selfish, I'll give your dreams.
to those little things we need.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.